All right, quick video today. Had an interesting experience. Wednesday I was consulting and a patient came in and said, "Gee, Tom, I think I've got Addison's." Now, if you're GP or GP Reg, and you would realize that this is probably relatively unlikely. So I go, "Great, I'm going to cut across to my key feature checklist and no Addison's disease." And I'm like, "Ah, this is no good. What happened to my Addison's disease?" So it's in production. We haven't got it out yet. But I then was stuck with the issue of going, okay, now I have to go to Murtagh. I have to look up the web. What's going on? Okay, that's right. And this is what Addison's about. We got through it. And I reassured them, I don't think you've got Addison's. But still, that initial usefulness of the key feature checklist, if it had been there, was something that really I was like, damn, okay, I've got to keep working on these things. Now, today had a different experience, which was pretty cool. The patient comes in and they're complaining of their feet going white. And I was like, I wonder if that could be Raynaud's phenomenon. So look it up, and they did not describe the classic white, blue, red phenomena. But nonetheless, it was still extremely useful to bring up that checklist, that key feature checklist, go through, have a look, reassure them, no, I don't think you got Raynaud's. The difference for me as the GP was just a level of confidence and a level of smoothness through the consult where the checklist was available versus the one where I had to do the usual or the traditional search for information to remind myself of a disease that is not common. This is not something that we're, Addison's is not something that we're usually faced with in general practice. It's not hypertension or hypercholesterolemia or any of that common stuff. It's a rarity. So it was a very distinct difference to be able to go to the Raynaud's checklist versus the Addison's missing checklist. Nonetheless, if you are interested in this, we are bringing out this to as we continue to build, and I'll be announcing that in the coming weeks. All right, I hope you guys are having an awesome day, and look forward to seeing you on future graduate medicine trainings.